Do you know, my friends, listeners, this is Brother Larry. You know you're going to have critics. Just go on the internet and I read some of the comments about the broadcast, about my broadcast, about things concerning the scriptures. And if you look, like I talked about last week, you can see the vain philosophy of the world. They try to use scripture to disprove scripture, and they just fall flat. Because they don't understand. They're blinded by the God of this world and by their own self. They fail to recognize the sovereignty of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't let the critics bother me anymore. I used to. I don't let them bother me anymore because I know who I have believed in. I know in the last 51 years who has worked in my life as a Christian. I know that what Jesus Christ says is true through his word. Let the critics come. They've all had their mouths closed. In fact, that passage I read a couple weeks ago in Psalm chapter 2, and I'm just going to flip back there, so forgive me if you hear the sound of pages. I just want to flip back to Psalm 2 and read you what God thinks about all these critics that conspire against him. And this is what I have to do. When they start to criticize and say, let's get away from God, let's do our own thing, here's how God responds in verse 4 of Psalm 2. He says, he that sits in the heavens, that's God, shall laugh. He just shakes his head and laughs. The Lord shall have them in derision. And then shall he speak unto them in his wrath. So critics, if you're listening today, have your laugh, have your day. But God will get the last answer. He'll vex them in his sore displeasure. But David says, I'll declare the decree of the Lord. And I'll continue to speak of God. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue to speak. I believe the Bible to be the very word of God. I believe that it's true. I believe there's two spiritual worlds, or two worlds, physical and spiritual, which scientists, astronomers are now beginning to figure out. They're coming around to it. And God is giving intelligent men this sense of these two worlds. And it's out there for anybody that wants to search it. But I'm satisfied within the scriptures. What the scriptures say, that there's two worlds, a spiritual and there's a physical world. I'm living in the physical. No doubt I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Isn't that what the scriptures teach? If you're a believer in Christ, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. In fact, there's a high priestly prayer of Jesus Christ, and I'm flipping through my Bible again, so excuse me if I'm doing this, but sometimes these things just come to mind. Oh, here it is. Jesus says this, neither pray I for these are his disciples, alone, but for them also which shall believe on me. Now, if you're a believer in Christ, this is for you. Through their word, that's the apostles, that's the disciples that God has given to us, that we all may be one. Remember I used that term about Satan being wanting to, and it's true in warfare, conquer and or divide and conquer. If he can get us split up arguing, he can conquer us better. But Jesus prayed that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us. That the world, and that's what we've been talking about these past few weeks, that the world may believe that you have sent me. Do you know our unity as believers? That we get along in fellowship as a witness to the world? The world system, Jesus Christ has come to be the Savior, thus a witness. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made complete in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. So, this world system, you can see the separation between what Jesus is talking about and what the world is. So, we talked about last week, or the past few weeks, about the world system. Now, Satan is the prince and the power of the air. He's the god of this world. And we talked about being strong when we finished last week, being strong in the Lord. And so he can, in the power of his might, we can stand against the methodia. That's the methods. That's Satan crafting a way. It's designed just for us, for you, and for me. He's looking for a chink in your armor. He knows your weaknesses. He knows your susceptibility to certain things. And this is why we need direction from the Spirit. The Spirit leads us and shows us things. This is for our protection. And we do well if we heed these things. I remember how the enemy in Vietnam was, we came out with a jungle boot, which was canvas on the sides and steel-plated soles, because the Viet Cong would set these punji sticks. They're sharpened bamboo sticks stuck in a hole just big enough for a human foot. And when you step on them, they would dip it with cow manure or some type of poison or whatever it was. And you'd step on it and drive it through your foot. Ouch, you say. Yes, ouch. And so our military came up with a boot that was steel soled. So the punji sticks wouldn't go through. But here's how crafty the enemy was. And this is like an example of Satan, how subtle and crafty he is. They know that when a Marine would stick his foot in that punji pit, the immediate thing he would do was to try to yank it out. So they would put punji sticks facing downwards in the side of the hole that you would step your foot in. And then when you tried to pull your foot up, those sticks would stick into your ankle through the canvas. So they're a little crafty on that. So as long as they can get you out of action, out of service, the better off they would be. And that's the way Satan is. Satan determines if he can get you out of action, get you out of service. You can't be a testimony for the Lord, and the Lord's work is hindered. That's what Satan believes. And he's crafting a way to trap you according to your weaknesses. And that's what the wiles of the devil are. But you can stand. That's the good news. Brothers and sisters, listen to me. We need Jesus Christ. We need to be in strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And we must be aware, just like I was talking about that little punji pit. We had to be aware of those. We had to be alert. So we must be alert and awake at all times, because we have a formidable enemy who seeks our demise because we belong to Jesus. He tries to wound us. He thinks he can stop God's plan. But always remember, like I said before, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. That's a great verse. The world knows us not because, you know, they can't understand you. Yeah, this guy's strange. He's weird. And that's your stand for Christ. If they think you're weird and they think you're strange, They can't understand why you operate, why you don't run with them, why you don't do the things they do, why you don't do the things as the world system does. Go out and party, get drunk, do this, do that, have a good time, live in immorality. They can't figure this out because I'm telling you, folks, they don't know the Savior. They don't know the Savior. We are of God's family. We are born again. And let's sink into our hearts and soul, my brothers and sisters, that we're children of the Most High, co-heirs with Jesus Christ. We are the apple of His eye.